Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Hey, what's going on? This is Thomas Nicholas. Welcome to the Metal Groove with your host, Tombstone, Josh. What's up, everybody, and welcome in to a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. My name is Josh. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and hanging out with me on what will be a very special edition episode, man. I'm super stoked about this one. But while you're here, might as well hit that like and subscribe button. I greatly appreciate all of the support that you guys have shown me over the year that it has been that I've been doing this show. And let's keep it going, man. Let's keep growing. Let's keep it going because I love talking music. I love talking to you guys. So, yeah, man, be a friend, tell a friend. Let's keep this thing going. Let's push it into gear and move it on. All right, on today's program, we're putting a spotlight on a very special band. You know what I like to do with this show? I like to talk about new bands, maybe bands I'm not familiar with that I'm trying to discover or figure out about or try and learn what other people love about them. I love having interviews with people that come on the show, whether they're local bands or really bands from all over the place. I love doing all of those things. But another one of my favorite things to do with this show is talk about bands that I love. And today is no exception. This band, they're very near and dear to my heart. They're not your typical hard rock band, but they certainly do rock. And we're going to dive into all of those things talking about this band. But before we do that, hey, very special shout out to my brother, Mr. Review It Rob. He's celebrating a birthday this week, man. Congratulations, Mr. Review It Rob, for another trip around the sun, good sir. You know, whenever you're listening to this show, just know that this week of the show, it is Mr. Review It Rob's birthday. So get out there, check out his show, throw him some love, some support, you know, like, review his show, subscribe to it, support him in any way you can. Because he's an awesome dude, man, and he's a great guy, and if anybody deserves all the props, love, and just attention, it's him, man. It's Mr. Review It Rob, so shout out, brother. Hey, man, got you some birthday gifts, good sir. Can't wait to show you those cool things, man. But a happy birthday once again to my brother, and, you know, hey, Mr. Review It Rob, go check out his show. Speaking of his show, you can find all of our shows at the Thrill Me Podcast Network, you know, our page on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. There's all kinds of places, any podcast platform that you listen on, you can find our shows. Just throw Thrill Me Podcast Network into your Google machine, and check us out, man. Hey, we also have a Tee Public store where you can get your very own personal Stay Metal t-shirt, man. There's nothing I would love more than to see some people out there rocking a Stay Metal t-shirt because those things are freaking super sweet, dude. I feel like I'm channeling my inner Napoleon Dynamite when I go, sweet, sweet shirt, man. So yeah, go out and get you guys one of those. Oh, and check out this super cool news, man. Super excited about this one. We have a freaking sponsor for the show, dude. This is some exciting stuff right here. Check out Ray's Energy Drinks. Zero calories, zero carbs, increase your performance, gives you energy with no crash, but also gives you that boost of hydration that you're going to need. They have some awesome flavors like Baja Lime, Voodoo, Galaxy Blast, and Sour Gummy. Just go check out their website, Rep Sports. That's REPPSPORTS.com. And you get 15% off of your purchase if you use the promo code THRILLME. So get out there, get you guys some energy drinks with that little boost of hydration that you're going to need for this summer. Because I don't know how it is where you guys are, but here in South Carolina, it is blazing already, man. It is hot. And these drinks are going to be needed, man. So go out there, get you one. Man, that Baja Lime sounds good. I cannot wait to try that one, man. Ray's Energy Drinks, man. We appreciate them for sponsoring the show. And we appreciate them just in general, man. Because we all get thirsty in these hot times this summer, man. Get yourself out there and get yourself a Ray's Energy Drink, man. All right, jumping back into the topic for this week's show, which I am super excited to talk about. This is like pop culture, just shot straight to my veins right here. The featured band of the week is Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. That's right, the band made for the Puppets variety show back in the day. They have a brand new show on Disney Plus called Muppets Mayhem. I just wrapped up watching that series, and I loved it, and I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to do a review of the show, but also talk about the band and some other things related to them and things that might be happening with the band moving forward. First of all, if you don't know who the band is, what's up with that? What's wrong with you? Where have you been? Have you been living under a rock? You know, I say that sometimes when there's a band that I'm so in love with that people never heard of. I wore my Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem shirt to one of my band shows a couple weeks ago, and people just didn't get it. And I was like, I have the coolest band shirt in the room right now, and you're telling me you guys don't recognize this? You guys better recognize, you know what I'm saying, man? Come on, let's go. But second, in case you don't know who they are, Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, or simply the Electric Mayhem, are an American Muppet rock group, as opposed to those British Muppet rock groups, that debuted in 1975 on the pilot for the sketch comedy television show The Muppet Show. They are the house band for The Muppet Show. The Electric Mayhem consists of Dr. Teeth on vocals and keyboards, Animal on the drums, that's right, that's my dog, Floyd Pepper on vocals and bass, Janice on vocals and lead guitar, Zoot on the saxophone, and Lips on the trumpet. The band's members were originally performed by Jim Henson, Frank Oz, Jerry Nelson, Richard Hunt, Dave Goals, which that's pretty cool. That sounds pretty close to Dave Grohl. Maybe that's why this band is so awesome. And then Steve Whitmire, respectively. They're presently performed by Bill Beretta, Eric Jacobson, Matt Vogel, David Rudman, Goals, and Peter Lenz. As for the show, Muppets Mayhem is streaming on Disney Plus. It is a show for just about everyone, and I cannot recommend this show enough. What's it about? For decades, the Electric Mayhem has been touring the U.S. nonstop, making famous friends and fields of fans along the way. However, they have never recorded an album, so the show is kind of based around that. A record exec comes aboard, and they're trying to help a struggling record firm by saying, hey, we have this band. They never recorded an album for us. Why don't we get them to do that? But just issues, hilarity, and craziness arises at every turn. I mean, pretty much every episode has a different issue that they try to deal with. And she is always ill-prepared. The record exec is just never ready for any of the craziness going on around the Muppets. Over 10 episodes, each Muppet character has their time to shine. The mumbling Lips, who has two running gags throughout the show, one of which is being that his speech is just incomparable. You can't understand what he's saying 95% of the time. But he is also probably the most well-connected Muppet in all of Hollywood. So he has so many famous friends that he either calls or he has show up in the studio. He's often entering a scene with a big celeb on his arm. But it's one of my favorite things about this show, not only the Muppet parts of it, but some of these celebrity cameos, you could tell that they're just having fun and enjoying working alongside these Muppets. Creators of the show, Adam F. Goldberg, Bill Beretta, and Jeff Yorks, they kind of kill us with these us Muppet fans, because we're in for the show for the Muppets. You know what I'm saying? We're tuning in for the Muppets, but we do understand that you got to have these humans in here to just kind of progress the plot, I guess. That's probably the only weak spot for the show to me is some of the human acting in it. Taj Mowry, actually, who a lot of people might know as being from the show Sister Sister, because he was a younger sibling of the Mowry sisters, the Sister Sisters, I guess. He was their younger sibling on the show, but he's all grown up now, and he's in this. He's probably the most relatable or probably the best acting character in the show. I really did enjoy everything that he brought to the table. His name was Moog. So he was fun to see in the show. I was pleasantly surprised by that. But the human storylines and just the stuff going on with the record exec just kind of didn't land for me. It was kind of just wishy-washy, kind of just plot filler, I guess. But you can say that the writers did a very, very great job of recapturing the magic of the Muppet Show, just with the banter and the gleefulness of the band. Each episode has like a cold open, which kind of gives you that quick, just kind of silly, ridiculous setup to what the episode could be, man. And there's tons of punchlines. There's like, you can, there's just laughing all over the place. They have a very rocking theme song, which, you know, if you know anything about sitcoms, if you have a killer opening with just that kick-ass song behind it, I mean, you got me hooked at least. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. The comedy of this crew is just enthralling, very silly. For instance, when the band is challenged to write a new song, they get stuck writing a string of beginnings of a song, middles of a song, and then endings of a song without putting any of these things actually together, which is just kind of like a random, silly poking fun at the music industry, saying, you know, hey, man, you got all these different aspects of writing songs. Why don't you just put them together in the correct order? And you got yourself a pop hit on your hands, man. And a lot of these songs are really, really catchy. All right, so as for me, that's kind of what the show is about. That gives you a gist. The band is brought to the forefront to record an album, and then just trying the trials and tribulations of making that album is the hilarious journey that you go on with this show. So my review, my personal review is going to be, you can have your Marvel, you can have your Star Wars, you can have your Avatar, you can have anything you want in the Disney realm. You know, you put it underneath that Disney umbrella, I am going for the Muppets first. That is what hooks me. This is just an all-around fun show that is full of heart and just all kinds of that silly goodness that only the Muppets can bring, that is driving every single episode, man. Each episode is like a tribute to any band or musical act throughout the centuries. You know what I mean? Just like you can, from the beginning of time until current time, you can see the influence and the aspirations that this band just follows, and it helps hold true to what this band is trying to accomplish. I mean, every title of each episode is either named after a song or is inspired by one or kind of just pulls from what the song is about. Speaking of songs, like I said earlier, this song has a very great, solid intro. I mean, just check this out.
One, two, three, four!
I mean, come on, if the catchy groove and hook of that song does not get 100% stuck in your head, I don't know what's wrong with you, because I absolutely enjoy it. The whole soundtrack is stellar. Highly recommend you go check that out, but please, please go watch this show first. The deep dive into the band's history is especially fun. You know, for a music-loving nerd like me, I enjoyed that over and over and over, 1,000%. It's almost like an extended behind-the-scenes, behind-the-music episode. You remember those old shows on VH1 where they would take a band and just talk about their history? This is like a 10-episode version of behind-the-music for me, man. Like I said earlier, although the acting by the humans is not the best, the show is still really, really clever. It's very heartfelt. It's hilarious. It's extremely positive. I mean, me and my youngest daughter were enjoying the show so much, and you know, catchphrases in the show. There's tons of inside jokes and just things going back to the past of the Muppets that keeps being brought up. But Janice, she says "for sure" a lot. That's like her catchphrase, and me and my daughter have been saying that back and forth to each other for since we stopped watching the show. It's like, hey, you want to go get a slushie from the gas station? For sure. That's what we talk about. So that's good times. There's lots of good jokes. Like I said, the callbacks to the Muppet Things of the Past is in there. A very, very interesting thing that they put into this show that I loved was a very modern take on how the Muppets would be in today's time. Just for the sake of branding and for pushing their brand out there and trying to reach as many people as possible, they were each given cell phones. And oh boy, did they get lost in their cell phones, because some of them start YouTube channels. Animal has his own TikTok thing going on, which is freaking hilarious. And I felt like it was a great touch by the writers of this show. So I enjoyed that. You can tell that the writers were on top of their game. You learn about music. You know, things like we find out where the name of the band comes from, which I won't spoil. You just need to get out there and watch this show, because it is so much fun. It's fun from start to finish. Just, I mean, that's my opinion. We also learn about friendships and family bonds. We learn, you know, sometimes you have to get over things. We got to take care of the ones that are closest to us, because sometimes that's all we have, man. So through the silliness, Through the musical journey, there is a very heartfelt message in just about every episode, man, and I greatly, greatly appreciated that. Yeah, that's my thoughts on Muppets Mayhem, the show streaming right now on Disney Plus. I hope they get a second season, man. I would love to see them go on tour in support of this album. I really did enjoy the show. I'll probably revisit it a couple of times, man. It just feels that craving. You know, I have this Muppets craving every so often where I need to throw on, you know, the old Muppet shows. Or I tried to show my daughter the Muppet Babies. When they did the Muppets Haunted Mansion special, I was absolutely in love with that, man. So it just kind of scratches that itch. It kind of just fills that craving that I have for the Muppets, man. And according to scores and reviews, I believe I saw on Rotten Tomatoes, which is not always an accurate judgment of how great things are. Audience score and Rotten Tomatoes score are both very, very high. I believe Rotten Tomatoes had it at 85%. Audience had it at 95%. So maybe it's just not me, but do make that opinion for yourself and go check it out. And then after you check it out, please let me know what you thought about it. And then let me know how you felt about the songs. Let me know what your favorite Muppet is, man, because Sergeant Pepper is a really great character in the show as well. I mean, all of the characters are very special in their own way, but I'll always be Team Animal 1000% all the way, because he's a drummer. Hey, man, drummers bond. That's what we do, man. But let's check out this interview real quick that the band actually did. It's a fictitious interview. I feel like it's a lot of fun. Maybe you can kind of tell us what's going on with the future of them. All right, this quick little interview comes from our friends over at comicbook.com, who recently had the chance to sit down with the Electric Mayhem, and they talked about their new album and the possibility of a season 2. We go over wherever the rock and roll leads us. We'd be most enthusiastical to play any encore performance with another season of The Muppets Mayhem, Dr. Teeth shared. You know it, but for now, you know, whatever happens, I'm just glad we made the show and it is as good as we could possibly do it, Floyd Pepper added. I think I just said Sergeant Pepper earlier. Oops, jacked that up, man. But Floyd Pepper, he's a very awesome character in the show. Album! Please excuse my animal impersonation right there. But he shouted he loved the album. Yeah, for sure. We also got to release our first ever album, which is a very big deal for us, Janice added. Whatever the future holds, you can rest easy knowing that we, the Electric Mayhem, will always be rocking no matter where we're at, Dr. Teeth explained. The album, The Electric Mayhem, is available everywhere. You can find it on Spotify, Amazon. Just make sure you get out there and listen to it. And you can buy the vinyl version of the album. They have a link here, but I'm not going to add that. So there's tons and tons of cameos in the show, which I'm going to dive into here in a second. But there was no other Muppets in the show, so maybe that's something that could come next season, if there is a next season. But let's dive into these cameos, because that was not only a very cool aspect of the show, but some of it was my absolute favorite parts of the show were some of these cameos. So I'm just going to run through them real quick, and then I'll put a spotlight on some of the ones that stood out to me. Chris Stapleton was in the first episode. He is a country songwriter. He is the first musician to kick off the cameos, professing his love for Dr. Teeth. Also Lil Nas X in the same news interview, kind of like giving you that same behind the music style, you know, when other artists talk about a band and how much they love him. He was a part of that as well. One of my favorite cameos, was Tommy Lee. He was also in the interview circle there talking about it. Tommy Lee in the last cameo from the artist influenced by the Electric Mayhem comes the wild and sensational Motley Crue drummer. Tommy Lee, the tattoo drummer, shares that he met the Electric Mayhem at a party. And in his quick cameo, he actually shows off his Mayhem tattoo that he has going across his stomach. And I just love that he said that this band is what inspired to do that tattoo, man. So I really did enjoy that cameo. There's also a cameo by Steve Aoki during a musical industry party thrown by the Muppets. DJ and electronic music producer Steve Aoki makes a quick appearance. Billy Corgan, which many of you guys know from the Smashing Pumpkins, was at that same party. He emerges from a crowd of uninvited guests. The alternative rocker and current wrestling promoter is seen moving a couch to make room for a wrestling ring in the house. Zed, electronic DJ and music producer Zed, is in two of the episodes and becomes a part of the Muppets Mayhem storyline. That's also a really cool touch. Sophia Carson has a long-established relationship with Disney, and her relationship continues with the Muppets Mayhem cameo. Cheech and Chong. Oh my gosh, I forgot about this one. But while finding a surprise recording studio in the basement of their shack, the Electric Mayhem also come across Cheech and Chong living in there. The comedy duo has been making stand-up and musical comedy for the past 50 years, so their cameo was very fitting. Another one that was fun was Kesha. The Muppets try to find the direction of their new album. They kind of hit these roadblocks while they're writing songs, and they invite Kesha in to help them perform. They do the song Rockin' Robin with her. That's a fun touch right there. Ziggy Marley, the reggae artist and son of Bob Marley, makes a guest appearance and also tries to collaborate on the song for Rockin' Robin. Deadmau5 in the same sequence. The music producer Deadmau5 shows up in his famous mouse helmet as he tries to make an EDM version of some Electric Mayhem songs. Designer, the last guest to attempt a collaboration with the Electric Mayhem, is hip-hop and trap artist Designer. Off of a, you know, the music producer kind of suggests him because he's very hip and he's now and he's current. So that was really cool. This one right here was surprising. I didn't expect to see this one, but Susanna Hoffs of the 80s rock band The Bangles visits the Electric Mayhem when Nora, the record producer, requests a cameo from the musician. The only problem is that Nora asked for a cameo for a member of the Beatles, but the misheard had her say the Bangles. The Walk the Line, the Walk Like an Egyptian singer, shares that Lips taught her the song's dance moves and also acknowledges that the Bangles' hit song is problematic today. Kind of touching on current events and stuff like that. So that was a very cool, very nice sequence. Paula Abdul, in the same vein of miscommunication, requests Paul McCartney. The Electric Mayhem accidentally invites Paula Abdul instead. The dancer and singer has a history with the Muppets and even guest hosted an episode of the 90s variety show Muppets Tonight. Ricky Lindholm, fans of musical comedy will recognize Ricky Lindholm from the comedy folk duo Garfunkel and Oates. In one of the Muppets Mayhem's more satirical episodes, the band finds trouble by accidentally starting Twitter feuds with other popular music fans. Lindholm cameos as Justine the Belieber, leader of Justin Bieber's fan base, which that's kind of like a teaser right there. But that's another fun segment, is the fans of other bands coming together because of this Twitter war. Rachel Bloom is an actor and musician best known for creating and starring in the musical comedy Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. She is another one of those from the Twitter war. And then my favorite cameo besides Tommy Lee of the whole show was Weird Al. This one was brilliant, and I feel like this was just perfect writing. As the band struggles with their writer's block halfway through the Muppets Mayhem, Dr. Teeth and the gang accidentally eat a bag of expired marshmallows, which is kind of a hint to kind of how bands open their minds to interpretation of songwriting. But they use marshmallows here instead of mushrooms, which leads to a hallucinatory trip in the desert. Weird Al appears as a divine vision of bass player Floyd Pepper. And in a parody of The Lion King, the polka parody musician gives a Muppet advice from the sky. The comedy musician had his own share of cameos in the Weird Al, the music story, and meeting the Muppets has been a dream matchup for both Weird Al and the Muppets for some time. But even if you don't watch this show, which I highly suggest, you have to at least watch this cameo of Weird Al, because like they say here, it's inspired by The Lion King, and it's hilarious. It's a very Mufasa coming from the sky talking to Simba. It's brilliant. It is so brilliant. It had me laughing. It was perfect. It was like the perfect touch to all the cameos for this show, man. So if you don't go into it loving Muppets or just loving a fun story to watch, please check it out just for the cameos, because they are stellar. Okay, moving on. The next article that I wanted to share with you guys, I thought was personally very, very interesting. I am 1,000% on board with this idea. You got to remember, this article is just speculation, rumor, and innuendo, if you will. But I love this idea, and I wanted to share it with you guys because it fits the theme of the show. And, you know, I love talking the Disney theme parks. I used to have a show with my brother where we would talk about Disney and Universal all the time. Maybe something like that might be brewing and coming back. But as for this week's show, talking about the Muppets, I wanted to share this one with you guys. Headline is, this is from Theme Park Tourist, by the way. Headline is, Muppets Mayhem to replace Aerosmith on Rock and Roller Coaster might have just become a lot more likely. There has been a lot of talk the last couple weeks regarding the potential of rebranding the iconic Rock and Roller Coaster at Disney's Hollywood Studios to Muppets Mayhem. In a very interesting development, reporter Scott Gustin posted on Twitter that last night, Jeff Yorks, co-creator of The Muppets Mayhem, says that a Muppets Mayhem Rock and Roller Coaster re-theme was part of the team's original show pitch to Disney. This is certainly big news, and even more interesting is the fact that the original tweet has now been deleted, probably because Disney did not want to divulge their plans, or maybe they didn't want to just put it out there for public opinion, because we know the Disney public can be very, very loud. They can spew a lot of hatred, and if this is going to be the idea, I don't want a lot of hatred or just negative toxic energy behind it, because I would personally love to see this happen, man. This particular place put out a poll saying that what would you like to see the Disney's Rock and Roller Coaster be rebranded to, and there's been tons and tons of other bands. I mean, we've talked about this on my old show with my brother. Queen being an option, something different like Kiss, Foo Fighters. You know, there's just always been a range of just different bands that could go in there. A lot of people would like to keep Aerosmith. I mean, there's that very, very big fan base that things at Disney should not ever change. We can get into a big whole spiel about the people that were mad about Splash Mountain, but it's a part of life, man. Things change sometimes for the better, but sometimes things need a breath of fresh air. But Muppets Mayhem was on that same poll, and it was overwhelmingly the winner of that poll, man. So whether it is to become what Rock and Roller Coaster turns into, I mean, I'm on board if this is what they go with, man. I love this idea. Muppets already has a pretty good presence at Hollywood Studios. I mean, they have Muppets Vision 3D Show, which, like Horror Makeup Show at Universal is for me, it is a must-see every time I go. Anytime I'm in Hollywood Studios, I am seeing Muppet Vision 3D. It doesn't matter if it's the same show every single time. I don't care. I love it, and I need to see that every single time I go. They have the Pizza Rizzo Cafe, which is right there. They have the Miss Piggy Fountain. And just the whole surrounding decor of that area is just so cool, man. And honestly, I could use more Muppets at the park, but if it's just going to be a Rock and Roller Coaster re-theme, I'm on board for it. I mean, the merch alone for that ride has me stoked for this conversion. I mean, give me some animal drumsticks. Give me some Dr. Teeth t-shirts. Give me all of it. Just give me all the merch. I want it right now. I mean, I'm a big fan of Rock and Roller Coaster in its current form. And I'm a really, really big fan of Aerosmith, actually, man. So I really, really like it already. But if you wanted to take a ride over the top, this change might be needed, man. And sometimes things need to change, like I was saying earlier. And I'm specifically looking at you, Splash Mountain fans. Sometimes things need to change for the better. So, keeping with the Muppets theme. Right now is going to be the part of the show where I invite all of you beautiful people out there to come on over to our YouTube channel and watch as I do an unboxing of my brand new Animal Muppets Funko Pop. It's from that Muppets Most Wanted movie. It is my new personal favorite Funko Pop for quite a few reasons. If you guys have tuned in and seen some of my others, you know that I collect drummers. Animal is a drummer, but this one is very special. Which I'll explain in that video. I'll show every little detail and everything I love about that particular Funko Pop. So head on over to our YouTube channel. Just throw Thrill Me Podcast Network into the search bar. Come on over and check it out, man. But I am very thankful for all of you people who just take the time out and listen to my nonsense and just this silly take that I have on the music that I love. If you haven't already, please make sure you like and subscribe to this show here, wherever you're listening, subscribe there. If you aren't listening, just everywhere, anywhere that you can find the show, please subscribe, throw us some reviews, be a friend, tell a friend, man, and just help me grow this hobby of a show that I enjoy doing, cause I love sharing it with you guys, and, I'd love to grow, man. So I would greatly appreciate that. Let me know in the comments below how you feel about the new Muppets Mayhem show. If you're going to watch it, if you have watched it, I'd love to hear your thoughts, man. As you've seen from my review, I absolutely loved it. And I hope that they have a season 2. So I want to spread that word and get it to as many people as possible. But if you love the Muppets just in general, whether it's Kermit, Miss Piggy, any of them, please let me know what you think about the Muppets. Because I love talking about the Muppets with people. It's almost a tongue twister. I feel kind of like lips there for a second with all those tongue twisters I had going on. But yeah, let me know what you guys think about the Muppets. But as for this week's show, that is a wrap. I greatly appreciate everybody listening and hanging out and you know, just everything you guys do. Check out the rest of our shows here on the Thrill Me Podcast Network. But that's it. Until next week, I hope you guys stay safe, stay positive. Most importantly, stay metal. We'll see you next time. That's the show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Hey, be a friend, tell a friend. Please like and share this and join us over at the Thrill Me Podcast Network on Facebook and YouTube. Be sure to check out Haunter's Podcast, The Review at Rob Show, The Mr. Wonderful Show, and Zach's Speakeasy as well. This incredible lineup is brought to you by the Thrill Me Podcast Network. And hey, until next time, stay metal.